call item 624.
Authorized grant agreements not to exceed $28,000 with Albertina Kerr Centers and different spokes to acquire bicycles and operate an adaptive bicycle rental pilot project.
There was public. Did you want to come up and just give 1 minute?
Yeah, I can now.
You were the one who asked for public testimony on this item?
Curtis?
Yeah, great. Please have a seat. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Disability, and I need to request an accommodation, especially with the time. Part of my disability is my ability to articulate and present something, and you can either honor that or not.
I honor you. Please have a seat.
But I am requesting it.
Very good. Request accepted. Thank you for being here, and thank you for your patience.
A housekeeping matter. You did ask Commissioner Salzman whether he was returning, and you said no, because in that chaos, I was told by his office on Monday that he would be here because he was the overseer of PBOT and this issue.
Ma'am, let me just say, I will apologize to you on behalf of the council. Mayor and I have already had a sort of a conversation about having a more reliable system for ensuring that we have a quorum and that we have people here to listen to the public testimony. And frankly, I think we've gotten a little casual, and I think that's something for the council and the execs to resolve. And I apologize on behalf of the council. You're entitled to be heard by...
That has great meaning to me, great meaning, because I love my city and I respect all of you. I have a difference with this, and that's why I called this item. But disagreement does not mean that we do not have civil discourse.
It's how I've stayed married for 25 years, so thank you.
Could you please just tell us your name for the record?
My name is Perla Stillwater.
Thank you.
Thanks, Perla.
And with a heavy heart, I'm going to make this presentation, and I'll make it as brief as I can. As I stated earlier, sometimes my disability impedes my ability to speak. If I feel like I cannot present it, I'll just have to excuse myself because it's been a very long day. I think it's very important. Oh, one other housekeeping detail. Did I understand you correctly, Mayor, that you have all the bureaus still?
Correct.
Okay.
For a very brief period
of
time.
I try to be a good citizen, and I keep abreast of changes, but I just needed to make sure because Salzman's office confused me. Okay. I think it's very important for the city to consider and include all populations when rolling out programs funded by our city. This issue with this bike adaptive program to these two businesses has both a general and a very direct question and challenge to the business at hand and the program overall, because it's a very limited address to accommodate and modify for providing accessibility to adaptive cyclers. The group in general is historically marginalized both by the set of factors, their economic issues, their vulnerabilities, and so the whole time that I attended these meetings and workshops and open house for this program, my focus was on cost and accessibility. And each time, I was looking at equitable issues. There was a solution. I heard Commissioner Fritz earlier state when you were doing the SMART issues program about how does this help or change the lives and it is equitable for people who are disabled. I heard Commissioner Fish earlier say, how does someone who lives here benefit from this program? Those are focal points. So the question, which I just got a couple of answers to on Monday, but they're still not agreeable to me, is this is a 30-day, another emergency thing. They wanted a 30-day, waive the 30 days. And it's also a three-month pilot program. So I had to search my conscience and say, whoa, if one person can get access to one adaptable bike under this program, don't hold it up. But then I balanced those different issues because this is the only thing we get for the year. And I thought, I think that the selection process was flawed. I was there from the beginning. Like you, Mayor, I asked the critical questions. How was it going to be selected? How was it going to be implemented? What was going to happen to the bikes? And who's doling out the money and who ends up with the product? Just on Monday, if I understand correctly, these two bike shops were not in a competitive process. They were selected from the beginning. And even at the open house, I asked, will there be some type of bidding process? Because I was looking at the cost ratio. And if I read the information that PBOT sent me saying that the bikes will stay with these bike shops at the end, I thought, oh, those dollar bills could maybe be better spent getting a greater cross-section of Portland by putting bikes throughout the city and allowing people where you get a greater cross-section to use adaptable bikes. The three-month pilot program has always been a little bit of a dismay, and how I will, the best I can state it right now, is when you rolled out the Bike Town program, there wasn't one consideration. There is not one bike in the city of Portland. PSU students and PCC students I mentor, there are Bike Town bike racks out in both of their facilities, and not one of those students or their support staff or caregivers have had access to anything. And we rolled this out. And so I'm asking, when you roll out an adaptive bike cycle system this time, make it equitable.
Thank you. Good testimony. Appreciate it. Is there anybody if you want to come up and maybe remark on some of those comments? They're good comments. And thank you for your patience today. Hello.
Hello.
You know the drill. Name for the record, please.
Sure. My name is Steve Horbank-Beth. I'm with the Portland Bureau of Transportation.
And I'm Nicole Schroen, and I'm with the Office of Equity and Human Rights.
Thank you.
I know the council is pressed for time, but I think it might be helpful if I provided a little background on the program at the council's pleasure.
Sure.
So I want to speak to one of the last things that Perla Stillwater said, which is absolutely true, which is that this project is a product of us not incorporating access to people with disabilities at the onset of the launch of Bike Town. And I failed to say that I'm the Bike Town project manager. So that is absolutely true. The genesis for this program grew out of requests for accommodation that we heard last May and June when we were getting ready to launch the Bike Town program, both in terms of specific requests for accommodation and also some community advocacy around that. And so the development of the program was kind of based on us learning from what we could from other community groups. So at the national level, there's no one right now that is doing an adaptive bike program that's kind of connected with bike share as we're proposing doing it. So we're trying something new in Portland. It's very rare to have bicycle accommodation for people with disabilities within bike share programs. So we're really doing something new here. And so that was part of the reason for the pilot, was not to try to over-design something when we didn't have a lot of good best practices or places within the city, or excuse me, within the country to look, or within the country. So in general, the purpose of this program is to increase bicycling based on our climate goals, to increase access to people with disabilities to bicycles along with seniors, and to look long-term at how we incorporate adaptive bicycles, which are bicycles designed for people with disabilities, to be able to use as part of our bike share program and a potential further integration. We've spoke to a lot of people. I would certainly say that there are a lot more folks that we need to speak to, but we had, in our mind, a fairly robust process. Last summer, we began, about a year ago, going to a number of people and organizations, the Adaptive Bike Clinic, the Hand Cycle Summer Series, Wheel Connect, Elders in Action. We had an online survey with over 200 responses. Our Adaptive Bike Work Group, which occurred this spring, was composed of 75% of our work group was composed of people with disabilities. It was a decision-making process that was really driven by people that would be future customers or would represent future customers to our program. And then we had our open house, which was very well attended, and a number of our work group members were very commented on how that it was one of the better attended open houses from the Portlanders with Disabilities community. So there's some things that we learned when we asked people what they wanted. And I think that what I would say is that this concept has been developed with the customer in mind, and not as opposed to starting with bike share as the kind of developmental starting point. It was really about what does our customer want and what they need. And what they told us was very distinct from how we operate bike share in North America. People said they wanted a staff service. People who had a mobility device wanted to have storage of that, to have storage available for that service, for their device. And they wanted to bike, a number of them, a vast majority, said they wanted to bike on multi-use trails. They weren't interested in biking in traffic. So that's very different than how bike share operates. And so we came up with this design of working with businesses that provide the type of service that our customers were telling us that they wanted, and that brought us to this model of a pilot project with bike rental shops and bike shops.
So, can I interrupt you for a second?
Absolutely.
Because we're about to run out the clock, and I want to steer this a little bit. Number one, if we choose not to approve this ordinance today or tomorrow, does that effectively mean there'd be no summer pilot?
No, it would just mean, I mean, the reason for the emergency ordinance was so that we could place, so that the bike shops could place the order and that we could get something up by late June, early
but
July.
It's now June, so we're talking about a summer pilot. So if this is not the acceptable mechanism, essentially we'll do a pilot some other time than this summer. Is that fair?
Yes.
So that's number one. Number two, do you intend, subsequent to this pilot, to publish the results of the pilot and engage the community in those results?
Thank you. Yes. In fact, the intent of this being on an emergency consent was that I thought it would be better use of the council's time to come back with the results and talk about where we go from there
The earlier the mayor said that because we don't have a requisite number of commissioners to vote on any item like this, that what we're going to do is have a hearing, and then this will be brought back tomorrow, Thursday at 2:00 for a vote. Would it be possible for you to follow up with the person who testified just to take a few more minutes to understand her concerns? And if there's any follow-up information you think we need, send us an email between now and next Thursday.
Sure, yes. I would just say that there was a selection process. I just wanted to clarify.
No, I understand,
that.
But we're not going to resolve that
here.
And I think, in fairness, since we're not going to decide the question today, we could have an opportunity to have a discussion. And then if there's any remaining issue, you could let us know that between now and Thursday at 2:00. Nicole, does that make sense?
Yes.
Except that I would like to, since Nicole has sat through this whole morning, I'd like to hear your comments briefly now. Thank you.
I mean, for me, I think the disconnect is it is a pilot program. So it's not the same thing as when we're launching a huge big program and we're doing a huge RFP and we put it out to anybody who wants to bid. Basically, Steve contacted organizations who he knew did adaptive bike processes, and these were the only two that said, yeah, we have an interest in even being at the table, let alone agreeing to do it. So it's a challenge. It's a challenge to, and I think Perilla has a very good point that we did not engage the university students in the first go-around because we really did focus on the disability community that were known bike users. And so we're hoping that the next time around we're going to really make sure that we're engaging at the university level as well. And, of course, if it's successful, we will definitely be able to put out a bigger, broader and say, hey, who wants to be at the table? So I don't know if that gives you guys a little better context of why I think we're here.
I'll just say that I speaking for myself, when you say it's a limited pilot for the purpose of learning more through doing, I think my inclination is to give you more of flexibility to do that, and then to come back and fine tune it before we go with the all in. So I appreciate your comments.
The challenge, though, as Ms. Stobel said, is that with such a limited program, it's not really like the bike town where you can take it one place, drop it off another.
Right.
And then if we are going to get some more information before tomorrow, I'm looking at the insurance requirements and can't remember what we required for bike town, but I want to make sure that people who use the bikes are properly covered in the event that there's a crash.
So just to be clear, could you send us a follow-up email between now and next and tomorrow at 2:00, just with whatever follow-up information you'd like us to have, and this would be otherwise scheduled for a vote tomorrow too. Thank you very much.
Very good. So this item is continued until tomorrow afternoon.
Did anybody else want to testify?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't realize.
No one else had signed up, but
very good. Come on up.
For the record, my name is Sarah Hobbs, and as my disability progressed, one of the most heartbreaking things I had to give up was my ability to ride a bike. The disabled people are often on very limited incomes because of inability to hold jobs dependent on, say, Social Security disability. I look at those orange bike share bikes and fight hard not to cry because it reminds me constantly of what I have lost because of my disability. I had no idea there was even a discussion about doing a disability accessible bike share program, because I would have been like, yay, count me in on the discussion, because literally I ended up there's a lot of things I have lost because of my disability, and my ability to ride a bike was at the top of the list. So I feel her concerns were all extremely valid. It broadened the discussion. Remember, we're out there in places you might not even think, age-wise, in ways you would not think, with disabilities you could not imagine. Broadened the scope of who you include in these discussions. And let's make it happen, because I want to ride a bike again. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. So the item is continued till tomorrow afternoon. And